Happy Father's Day to all of you fathers. I am a father. I love being a father. Fatherhood is just like, it's weird standing up here talking about giving a Father's Day charge, because as a father, you see all your inadequacies and sins and failings and all these things, but it's still right to charge us men and fathers to be the fathers that we ought to be this morning. Because fathers are absolutely essential to the family. They're essential to protect and to lead and to guide and to provide and be spiritual leaders in the family. A family will not work the way it ought to, the way God designed it to work, if we as fathers don't do the job that we ought to do. And so I want to remind you and encourage you, men, briefly before we look at Isaiah 37 this morning, and encourage you in the role that God has given you with four brief things. The first is to love and seek after the Lord your God with all your heart. It begins there. You'll never be able to be the father that you need to be or should be if you don't love the Lord. Because when we love the Lord, He shapes everything else in our lives. He shapes our priorities. He shapes our affections. He shapes our goals, our desires. He shapes everything about us. And I would remind you, men, this morning of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, a very important verse, but one that we just should just post somewhere or memorize. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. This is a very all-encompassing verse of us turning our hearts towards the Lord, that He might direct our paths and our ways. Guys, we've got to love the Lord and seek Him first and foremost. Second, to be a good dad, you got to love mom. Loving mom, loving your wife is essential. Your kindness towards her, your gentleness towards her, your affection, your patience, all of these things are going to be passed down and seen by your children. Because if you're not affectionate and kind and gentle with your wife, I can assure you, you will not be affectionate, kind, and gentle in the ways you ought to be with your children. We're commanded towards this in the Scripture. The Scriptures always command us towards our weakness. If you'll notice, guys, as you read the Scripture, it never commands us to do things that we already love doing. Because what we're commanded to do is the things that we naturally do not do. And to love your wife is the primary commandment that a husband is given to his wife. There's many things that we may want to enter into, but the Lord has called us to love and to love our wives sacrificially as Christ loves the church. It's a laying down of ourselves. It is a sacrificing of what we want for what they want and for what they need. And it is for the purpose of sanctification. It's very interesting. Ephesians 5 is very clear about that. Our love towards our wife, and as we'll see here in a moment, our love towards our children as a husband and a father, is to lead to their godliness. That is the ultimate goal. I don't know what your goal may be. I hope you have goals with your kids and with your wife and in your home. But if you don't, understand that the primary goal is godliness, to see your home thrive in godliness. And so it is a kind, patient, gentle affection that we must have for our wives. Third, a love for your kids. And I've said love, love, love. That's the primary Christian virtue. So let it be, just take note overall, guys. If you look at your life square on and you don't see a lot of love pouring out of your life, it's not on track as it ought to be as a Christian. As a Christian, the first fruit of the Holy Spirit is love. Love towards the Lord, love towards your wife, love towards your kid, love towards the lost. It is love. As we love our children, I think it begins by considering them a blessing. I mention this often, but this world does not often see children as a blessing. Often they're seen as a drag and some other thing that they are not presented as in Scripture. Our children are a blessing from the Lord. And as fathers, we are commanded to not be harsh with them, to not exasperate them, is what the Scriptures say. Some action where we're driving so hard that it drives them nuts. And all of us struggle with this, which is why we're commanded not to do it. And when you're going down that road of driving your kid crazy, you need to think, all right, this is not going to help. I need to stop. I just need to close my mouth and stop talking and do something else, because this is not helping the situation. We should be kind, gentle, as I said before, and examples of godliness. because we are to be disciplining our children, it says, as unto the Lord. Our discipline in their life is not for the purpose of changing their behavior. When they're real little, that's a big temptation. That our discipline is to just don't embarrass me. Don't do something that's going to cause me to think badly of you or whatever. But our discipline is not for just a change of behavior. It's for the ultimate change of heart. Because we want to see every one of our children come to know Christ as their Savior. That's the highest and greatest goal for our children. That they know Christ, that they follow after Him, that they live for Him. And so when we begin discipline as a young child and they grow up, the goal is for them to live a disciplined life. A life that follows after godliness. Because all this stuff that I'm talking about here doesn't just come about through happenstance. It comes about through personal discipline, a spiritual discipline, where we're seeking after the Lord in a careful and deliberate way. The fourth thing I would challenge us and encourage us as fathers is for your love to never fail. 1 Corinthians 13 says that love never fails. And that means that it's steadfast. It carries on. It's in the pattern of the love of God for us, which never fails. The love of God towards you is not conditional, and it will never fail. The Lord will continue loving you regardless of whether you love Him. We as fathers must go to the Lord and His unfailing love for us that our needs might be met there at the Father's throne. Our needs are met by God. And when we have our needs met by God, we can then go and pour into others. We can reach out and care for them because our needs have already been met. And that is what we're doing as dads. We're serving, we're sacrificing like Jesus did, with a servant's heart, laying down ourselves and what we have, not making demands on others, but seeking to meet their needs. When it comes to limited resources, you should be the one driving the older car. You should be the one shopping the clearance rack. You should be the one taking the cut out of yourself so that it can be given to others in your family. This is what sacrificing means. Serving, following after Jesus in His servant leader model so that we might serve like He did. If you haven't looked at Joseph lately, he's a great example of servant leadership and Christ-like love, the way he cares for Mary, cares for his family, an important Bible character. Let me finish up with this. There is no lack of knowledge or information in our age. What we lack in this age is virtuous character, especially virtuous men. There is a tremendous lack of this in our time. Our age is filled with childish, selfish, angry, lustful men everywhere. And we must rise up as Christian men to be different than this, radically different from this, as we follow after Jesus. As Christian fathers, may we be the opposite of these things. May we be faithful, loyal, gentle, kind, immovable in the strength of the Lord, staying the course all the way until we enter the kingdom of God, generationally steady for our grandchildren, leaving a heritage of godliness behind for those who will come after us. This is an important thing, and I charge you this morning, men, if you want to change America, where it starts is with men and with fathers, and it goes out from there. So let us draw together here in this church. Let us draw close together that we might do this together, because none of us can do this alone. Let us pray for each other, strengthen each other, encourage each other, confess our sins to one another, and help each other as we seek the Lord in the role of fatherhood in this day. So I'm going to pray for us one more time and pray for us as fathers specifically. Lord Jesus, help us in this task that you have given to us, a task that is greater than we can do. We fail at it every day, and we know those failings. And we ask that you forgive us of these things. And pray, Lord, that you would help us to be the faithful, godly, disciplined men that we need to be. That we would love you the way we ought to. That we would love our spouses the way that we ought to. That we would love our children the way that we ought to. That you would give us wisdom to discern how to live in the different phases of life with our children and how to live for you in the world. Lord, help us in these things. Protect us from evil. Watch over our marriages. Watch over our families. Help us to encourage one another in these things that we might not fail. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.